Hello and welcome to the Brutal Iron Gym Podcast, where our goal is to cut through the BS and deliver the brutal truth about topics related to health and happiness. Today's podcast number 1091. Our topic is training, and the title is Fitting the Program to You. So, thought it was fun. I got into a conversation today with a fellow personal trainer. We were talking about they were wanting to get into strongman competitions, female, so I guess strong woman competitions. And we were talking about different aspects of it. She's new to the sport, but definitely not new to lifting. Strong as hell, 365-pound deadlift, 35-pound squat, 200-pound bench press. So, crazy strong. Awesome stuff. But they've always trained kind of like as powerlifter. They have a boxing background. A lot of fun, cool things, but strongman's new. So one of the things we were talking about was the aspect of how many days a week does she need to train if she were to train for a strongman. And the question is awesome because it's a fun answer that we're going to talk through today. But she knows there's variability to that answer, but not a lot of people do. Meaning that if they think their goal is X, that they have to train like this for that. Meaning, okay, I want to get maybe do a bikini competition. Oh gosh, I have to be able to do an hour and a half of cardio every morning and then go back to the gym to train for an hour in the evening. No, you don't. Not at all. So I've helped people earn pro cards in aesthetic sports, and they've only worked out one client. She had 4 1-hour workouts a day, and she did 20 minutes of cardio 4 days a week as well. That was it. Pro card. Yeah, that sounds insane, right? Because we all thought it had to be an hour and a half of fasted step meal in the morning and an hour of lifting in the night. No, but I have had other people who earned a pro card that they did lift, you know, maybe 5, 6, 7, 8 times a week, you know, multiple sessions a day kind of thing. And that's what worked best for them. It fit their lifestyle. It fit their energy patterns. They like to be busy. They like to be active. So we got to eat more food. We got to do more things. So really, there's a lot of variability. People compete in powerlifting. You don't have to be in the gym for 2.5, 3 hours every night. That's ridiculous. Completely unnecessary. If you want to do it, awesome. Do you need to do it? Hell no. So there's a lot of variability when it comes to programming that people are completely unaware of. They think they have to lift like X to achieve X. You don't have to lift like anything. Just lift like you. Lift in the way that fits you best. Now, parameters within the training do need to be met. But how they get met can be a wide, wide variety of ways. So what I thought would be fun to do is to talk through the options that I was telling this person about the different ways, different number of times they could train and still be very successful in strongman. Now, as I said, this can work for all goals, whether you're doing, you know, aesthetic competitions, bikini, wellness, figure, physique, classic physique, men's physique, bodybuilding, any of those categories. It can be true for powerlifting, true for CrossFit. I've helped CrossFit Games athletes and box owners supplement their programming, and we've been able to do it in a million different ways. So really, it can be for any goal. You don't have to fit into a program. You can fit the program to you. That's the goal. So let's listen to a couple examples of the different ways in which we said we could split up our training if we were training 2 times a week, 3 times a week, 4 times a week, or even 5 times a week and still train for strongman. Now, again, just listen to these concepts. You might not be training for strongman, but just listen to see how we break things down, the different ways we can structure it. And this is a great opportunity just to learn and see just different mindsets, different possibilities, different ways of thinking. So, what happens if the person could only train twice a week? Can you be amazing at what you want to be amazing at, training twice a week? Can you have the best aesthetics training twice a week? Well, I would argue that you can have better aesthetics, even if you can only train twice a week. Is it going to be the best? Probably not. Now, I just said, what the hell, Rob, you just said you don't have to fit into the programming. There are parameters that need to be met. I did say that. So creating the best physique, what that involves is a specific amount of volume and frequency that is different than, for example, powerlifting, which is different than, for example, strongman training. So these are all sports that use, you know, a barbell and dumbbells in the gym, but it's different in how they use them. So if you could only train twice a week, can you improve your aesthetics? Hell yes. That's the answer. That's the better question. Can you be better than you are today? Yep. So if you only have twice a week to train, is it even worth it? Freaking hell yes it is. Now, how would we do that for strongman? You train your whole body, each workout, that's for damn sure. So you'd want to make sure that in strongman training, you're focusing on overhead pressing and posterior chain. Those are going to be kind of the two main focal points. So for example, in powerlifting, you got to focus on squat, bench, and deadlift because that's what you're tested on. In CrossFit, you have to focus on everything because that's what you're tested on. So CrossFit is literally everything. But you could break that down into upper body push, upper body pull. You could break it down into lower body hip extension, lower body knee extension. And then, you know, you can even separate it out, and through exercise selection, you make sure you work on balance, you work on coordination, you work on cardiovascular endurance. You can work on different aspects even within just exercise selection. But you could break CrossFit down into like separate sections and little spots. You can do that in a lot of different lifts, a lot of different sports. So in strongman specific, we would focus on overhead press and posterior chain strength. So workout one, for example, of two times a week might be a full body warm-up. So in our gym, I might do ski erg reverse flies. That strengthens and works on my thoracic spine, my lower trapezius, kind of the bracing and middle area we need for overhead presses. A lot of good shoulder warm-up, really good benefits to the upper body and shoulder structure with ski erg reverse flies. And then you might pair that with rower, just doing like CrossFit Concept 2 rower. Now in our gym, we have a universal connection, so I can change the handle on our rower and get like D-rings on straps and get a deeper drive and connection to really fully stretch open the chest muscles, activate the lats, warm up more of the back muscles. Doing a regular rower motion, you get the legs involved, you get the hips involved. So just those two movements alone, you can get a full body warm up. You do a minute reverse flies, a minute on the rower. Minute reverse flies, minute on the rower. Minute reverse flies, minute on the rower. You're looking at 6 minutes plus transitions, yada, yada, yada. 10 minutes or less, you have your full body warmed up and ready to go. Then maybe you get into an overhead press. So maybe in workout number one, you want to focus mostly on overhead presses. So you're going to put those first in the workout. So you're going to go overhead press. Maybe you do log press, like clean and press. So you do multiple reps of log, clean, and press. You're going to clean every time you do a repetition of press. And that is important to know because that means we're using our posterior chain already. So maybe after log, clean, and press, I go into another kind of overhead press, but it's like an accessory movement, a little bit lighter, a little different aspects, different ways in which it's done. So maybe I'll do a circus dumbbell. It's still overhead press, but it's one arm instead of two arms. It's on a apparatus that can go anywhere, whereas a log, you have to, you know, kind of control it forward, backward, up, and down, but you don't have to control it side to side. Dumbbell circus dumbbell press, you also have to bend over differently to the side. You have to angle things differently. Your shoulder joint's a little bit of a different angle. So it's complementary in that it's still overhead press muscles, but it's also complementary in that it's done in a very different way. So it works the muscles a little bit differently. So maybe after I do circus dumbbell, I do a posterior chain exercise to make sure I work on my legs, work on my glutes, my hamstrings, my lower back. Now, since I already did log, clean, and press, that already mimicked kind of the mechanics of, like, say, a deadlift. So maybe I'm going to do a squat variation. Maybe I'll do safety squat bar. I'll do some sets of 3 to 5 reps, maybe even finish with a high rep max, somewhere between like 10 to 20 reps. But I'll get safety squat bar built in. That gets me my quadriceps, more upright torso, so it gets more some thoracic spine bracing, gets good core bracing. It really is a nice complement to something like log press, clean and press, because log, clean and press mimics more of the deadlift mechanics of the lower body. So a safety squat bar mimics more of like a high bar squat. So it's complementary. It works the lower body, but in a little bit of a different way. And then maybe I'll pair that with some cable seated rows. Just that way I get my upper back involved and get a little bit of, like, there's no need for me to take five, six, seven, 8 minute rest between my squats sitting around doing jack shit. Might as well be active, so I might do cable seated rows pairs with the squats. So workout one, full warm-up, ski erg reverse flies and rower. I go into log, clean and press, circus dumbbell, and then I superset safety squat bar and cable seated rows. Boom, done, easy, great workout. Workout number two, I'm going to do the same things, but alternate them. So I'm going to do a full body warm-up, but this time I'll start with posterior chain instead of overhead press. I'm going to do a deadlift main movement since last time I did a squat movement. So maybe I'll do an axle deadlift. Then I want to do an accessory movement for my posterior chain, something that's similar but slightly different. So maybe I'll do stone loads for time. So maybe I'll get a stone and see if I can load it 6 to 10 times in a minute. Something like that, where it's a little bit of repetitions. It's not like a max effort. Then I'll go into an overhead press event, but since my lower back is already fried from the deadlifts and the stone loads, I'll do a lower back supported overhead press. So maybe I'll do an inclined, high incline overhead press with maybe an angled grip bar, like a football bar or a Swiss bar. That gives my lower back a little bit of rest. It's still an overhead press angle, but a slightly different angle. And I'll pair that with maybe lat pull downs. So I get my back involved, but it's a different angle than when I did seated rows in the previous workout. So you're doing complementary things. It's all the same muscles, but you're doing them in different angles, different orders, different emphasis. So that's a way in which you could train full body workouts and only have to do 2 workouts a week. And you've trained damn near everything in your body and you're going to be freaking strong as hell. So that's a great way to do it. Now, what happens if you have 3 days a week to train? Well, maybe in workout 1, you'll do an overhead press dominant with kind of posterior chain accessories. Workout number 2, you're going to do posterior chain dominant with press accessories. Then maybe workout 3, if you're getting ready for a competition or if you just got out of a competition, you would pick 2 to 3 competition events that you're not that great at. You're going to practice technique and get some volume in on those. So workout 1 is press dominant with posterior chain accessories. Workout 2 is posterior chain dominant with press accessories. So flip-flop. Workout 3 is special event practice and volume. There you go. Nice and easy. What if you can work out 4 times a week? Awesome. Great. Do your press dominant with posterior chain accessories as workout 1. Workout 2 can be posterior chain dominant with press accessories, so flip-flopped. Workout 3 can still be the special event practice with training overall volume for growth. And then maybe workout number 4 is just some known weakness isolations. So maybe you want to work a little bit on triceps. You just do some tricep press downs. Maybe you want to work more on hamstrings and glutes. So you do some hip thrusts and hamstring curls. But you try to pick out singular muscles. And maybe you haven't worked on chest in a while since strongman's not a high chest dominant sport. So maybe you're having some chest flies and some chest presses because what the hell, why not? What if you can train 5 days a week? Oh my gosh, great. You do the same 4 days, but on workout number 5, maybe you do some calves. Maybe you do a little bit of core work. Maybe you work on hip mobility and shoulder mobility. Just work on feeling better at moving your own damn self. So you can structure these in a lot of different ways. This is just one example of probably a dozen ways that could work. But it's cool to see that if I can only train twice a week, can I get better? The answer is yes. If I can train 3 days a week, is that better than 2 days a week? Yeah, probably. You know, assuming your food matches it and it's not a super big stress, it does give you a whole nother day of kind of making changes and kind of putting demands on the body to change. So if you can work out 3 days a week, that's great. But you're like, oh, you know, I know so-and-so and they had to work out 5 days a week to be successful. Well, that was what so-and-so did. Doesn't mean you need to do that. You can be successful with just 3 days a week. You can improve. You can get better. If you can do 4 days a week or 5 days a week, great. So for all goals, you don't have to lift a specific number of times per week. You lift whatever fits your lifestyle and then make the programming to match that. You don't fit a program. The program should fit to you. This allows for sustainability. So you can do it for the long term. It allows for consistencies because you can do it to match your schedule and your life demands. And it makes the training feel like a benefit to your life rather than a constant burden. If you feel stuck having to train a certain way, you don't. You don't have to do it that way. Email us at brutalirongym@gmail.com. Tell me what you're struggling with. If you're like, oh, my program's asking you, tell me I have to train 5 days a week, but I can only fit 4. Let me know. I'll help you figure out how to put it into just 4 days. So whatever your struggles are, if that's causing you to be inconsistent, that's causing you to be on and off from month to month, and it's causing you to feel like a burden, don't do that anymore. It doesn't have to be that way. You don't have to do fasted cardio every day. You don't have to do an hour and a half of cardio, you know, to reach your certain goals or fat loss goals or any of this stuff. The training really, really has limitless possibilities. to modify and change to you. It is possible to make your training yours, not someone else's that you're trying to do, but truly yours. Cool. Well, I hope this was interesting. I know we're not going to have a lot of people interested in strongman, but I thought it was just neat to see an example of how you would structure that in different ways, and to see something even that unique and weird of a sport can actually have this many possibilities as well. Cool. Like I said, if you need any help at all, if you have any questions and you're trying to make changes on your own, email us at brutalirongym@gmail.com. I appreciate you listening to the podcast. I want to make sure you get what you need from it. I'm always, always here to answer questions. Again, our email is brutalirongym@gmail.com. Thank you for listening to the podcast. If this podcast has benefited you in any way, this episode or the podcast in general, please share the podcast. The more you share it, the more people we can help. Thank you to the patrons of the podcast, people who financially support the podcast through the Podbean app. And we also have a way now on Instagram through our the link in our bio that shows our website and our podcast. We also have a podcast donation if you'd like to give a donation to that. I had somebody ask, which is why we set that up. So that was really cool of them. Thank you for that. And then if you like more information from us, just check us out on Instagram, Facebook, and Twitter under the name Brutal Iron Gym. And we're on YouTube as well. Cool. Well, if you need anything, if you have any questions, feedback, suggestions, anything at all, our email is brutalirongym@gmail.com. As always, I hope this was helpful, and thank you for listening.